Welcome to another biblically based look into today's news from Christian Voice New Zealand. Now here's Mike Bain.
Outrageous, disgusting, inhumane, shameful, hypocritical, shocking, despicable, extreme, contemptible, not the Kiwi way, certainly not transparent. I think I've used up all the cliches to voice my opinion now. The truth is being revealed in the small Pacific atolls which make up the Tokelau's. But why should you worry about what's happening in the Tokelau's, I hear you ask. After all, it's only got a population of less than 1,500 people, and it's a 24-hour, 300-kilometre boat trip from Samoa. But here's the reason why. These islands are a sovereign nation assigned to New Zealand for its dependency. Its citizens are considered New Zealanders, so they're a part of us. Well, while they have their own government, New Zealand law is still in existence, and the dependency is overseen by Ross Adern. Ross Adern's name will be familiar with many, as he's the father of the current New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. So why have I used all the clichés under the sun to describe what's happening in the Tokelau's? Well, we in New Zealand are coming out of the COVID pandemic. The Tokelau people are not. In fact, the pandemic hasn't reached this tiny atoll. Not one case has been reported, but that hasn't stopped the heavy-handed approach taken to vaccinate them. While we were coerced with KFC, free petrol, grocery vouchers and all sorts of goodies to get vaccinated, the people of Tokelau have no choice. It's mandatory. And it's mandatory for adults and also mandatory for children from the age of 5. I mentioned the authorities are taking a heavy-handed approach, and this involves get vaccinated or else. Remember, the Tokelau's are COVID-free, so the local population want to show respect to New Zealand and accept the free Pfizer vaccine that they were gifted. Like a lot in the world, there's been resistance by some of the population who don't want the vaccine, but remember, it's mandatory. They have to have it. But for those who refuse, they're now placed under house arrest. Some have been there for up to 9 months already. Well, did Ross Adern receive the memo? Be kind? Not sure. But remember, the children as young as 5 have to be vaccinated, but if they and all their parents refuse, they're placed under house arrest. Now, this means they can't leave their homes. They can't have family or any other visitors. You know, I'm not too sure how they get groceries, but I understand Tokelau people won't see their neighbours go without. You see, this is what's happening in Tokelau. It's a lot different to how New Zealanders were treated when we were going through the same thing through the vaccination process. Remember, there is no, never have been any cases of COVID-19 reported. Remember too, Tokelau people are New Zealanders. We cannot stand by and watch them be tormented by the same government who wanted the team of 5 million to be kind. But then, look how that turned out. What can we do, you may ask? A recent panel on a Zoomcast organised by the Daily Examiner suggested we email the Tokelau administrator, Ross Adern. But here's the thing. Ross Adern's actions are governed and obviously sanctioned by the New Zealand government. Well, might I suggest if you see the situation in the Tokelau's as inhumane and unfair, then contact your local National or ACT MP. Let's see if anyone from the other side of the political spectrum can bring some pressure to put an end to the suffering of the people of the Tokelau's. You know, Proverbs 25 says that we should do this. Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue could break a bone. I don't know about you, but I get a bit fed up with our government banging on to other countries about their human rights records when they condone putting children under house arrest. But the other question I must ask is, where's the story on mainstream media?
Thank you for watching. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. If you want to see more messages like this one, simply hit the subscribe button. For more information about our work, or if you're moved to donate the price of a cup of coffee, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.